Well, Jason Goodman came home from work. We were sharing about that, and his whole house was a full-blown campground or glamp ground, if you will, for his daughter Everly's 10th birthday. Who knows how much money was spent. We do have Jason Goodman's wife, Carol, on the phone. Good morning, Carol.
Carol, this is insanely cool.
Thank you. I worked really hard on it. I was really excited for it. And Jason, not so much.
Yeah.
I said it looked great.
Yeah.
He didn't
I'm sure you said it in a very chipper, happy, enthusiastic, supportive tone.
Yeah, so it's expensive, great.
It looked great.
And we know he did not help.
No, if you look on the pictures when I'm taking pictures of Everly opening her gifts, he looks very amused, like on his phone, like just looking at his phone, like kind of angry. And I'm like, are you okay?
Oh, I didn't, Jason. Yeah. I didn't know that I was on my phone in the phone.
I'm okay with that, Jason. People confuse my face all the time.
I think it looks great. I mean, 10 years old. Yeah, I get it's a bigger birthday, but I mean, this was like
It's over the top.
One of the shows, a reality TV show. You see, you know what I mean?
It's like,
I mean, it's double digits. I mean, so she gets two parties, double party, double digits.
Oh yeah, we're doing it again this weekend because she couldn't invite all her friends.
I do remember Jason is interesting when you guys got back together. You're like, yeah, we're doing better with like our budget. We're not going to be going over the top parties. This is the most over top thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he can't really argue though because this is for their child.
You can.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Saying I would like Carol for you to do Ezra's birthday party.
Katie, yeah. Would you ever do this party for your? I know, isn't Nora's party coming up?
Last year. Well, she turned 10. She's turning 11. Her birthday is August 27th.
Right.
So the day, because Everly's is the 26th,
correct.
Right? Yeah. So she's turning 11, and I cannot show her this video.
No, I can't show. I can't show
because,
Ezra.
Like, we're going to go to a quarry. You know, like a man-made water that's filled with water.
Right.
And we're going to jump in, and we're not allowed to bring outside food, so I guess she's going to have a slushie. I don't know. And I thought that took all the planning I had.
Like, no.
Carol, if I could hire you, I would, because this is this is like a dream.
You guys have to see the video.
10-year-old.
You have to
it
see the video.
It is a dream.
You won't incredible.
Believe it.
I feel like I have failed.
Carol, just because it's the way, Jason's this way too, ballpark, how much the two weekends going to cost?
She'll never admit it.
It's
only $250. I mean, like $50 a top.
No.
I mean,
That's it.
No more than that.
No, because I found out the tents were $250.
Yeah.
That was just the tent.
Oh, God. We're going to get into a marital
Carol,
spot.
No, I'm not causing a problem. I'm just curious.
Carol, you know? How much of the stuff that you bought for like this party are you able to reuse, or how much of it did you send home?
Actually, I can use most of it.
Yeah.
So I only have to do like a new backdrop.
No, we don't have to do a new one.
So
a new goodie bags. And then pretty much from that, everything else I'm going to use the same.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, technically, she only spent half of the total because it's two parties.
Well, we have to actually buy more goodie bags. We have to buy more the cake stuff. We have to buy more. We have to do the games again. And we have to be exhausted again the next day.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
you have to be exhausted or I have to be exhausted?
Well, they're loud.
Jason already said, quote, I don't feel like dealing like this, and said he walked away.
Yeah, you walked away.
I know Jason does a lot around the house and outside the house and all that stuff. Is it weird that he doesn't help at all with the party, or is that just kind of y'all's agreement?
I really just don't want his help because, honestly, I'm very crazy when it comes to, like, birthday parties or decorating. And so, honestly, I would rather just do it myself because he'll say, oh, I'm not doing it right anyway. So, I'm like, he does do it right. He doesn't want to do it right. He's like, he's acting like he's trying, but he's really not. And I'm like,
I will say this.
I get that. I do. Let me do it.
Remember we were talking about before certain things that each of us do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting in a full-blown floor upstairs. She doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. That's
just
fine.
Like I know, if I was to help with that party or have any ideas, it was like, nah, I don't
You would just get in the way.
Yeah,
she
would want my opinions on that stuff. I mean, I might have certain opinions that are good, but she has this whole thing in her head and she wants to do it.
Yeah, no, that actually makes sense.
The only thing I helped with a little bit is putting the little teepees? That's what teepees up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the hell did you do this entire room like this, but can't figure out the easiest part of the entire party, which was putting these little teepees together? It was so easy.
Maybe she was just throwing you a bone, just so you
I don't want the bone.
Like
I was trying to do the floor.
He wants no bones.
Literally.
Zero bones.
Literally, she was doing the teepees. She was doing the teepees.
Yeah.
And I'm still in putting in the floor upstairs. So all you heard was like her in the next room, and I'm like, doo, 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 doo. It was like, can you please come here and help with the TPs? I'm like, can you please help here and put it in a plank?
Now, so 10 gifts. What type of gifts are we talking about? What's, I mean, that's a lot of gifts.
I mean, a lot of them are squishies because we know that's like the trend right now.
So a ton of squishies.
Like, I've been collecting probably for like the last 4 months. Like, I try to go to all the stores, so I have been driving all over the place looking for these squishies.
Well, she needs squishies because she only has 100 of them.
But you gotta have more.
Shut up. You gotta have more. Yep. And then clothes for school and then shoes for school. So some of it's stuff you actually really is gonna need. Yeah, it is.
There's more than that in those things.
What else then, Jason?
There was some, well, I don't know. It's not been all 10 days
yet.
Well,
how do you know?
There was a kit or something, this significant kit that she came out. I don't understand. It was making slime and this and that.
Oh, yeah. Like the gooey slime or something, like that little brand from Target.
Well, it looked like the entire suitcase of slime and stuff.
I think it's good on plank floors. Yeah. Brand new plank floors.
It'll be easy to wear.
only $250 in gifts.
Yeah,
only,
sure. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Gifts and the whole thing. It's,
you know,
amazing.
What? It's a deal, yes. Carol. You got a deal.
What a bargain.
And I will say this, that putting in those plank floors ahead of time, because her room's already done, thank goodness, because I saw splatter from sodas. I saw everything on that floor. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God, because the carpet just, it was disgusting when I pulled it up from the years of that happening upstairs. I dry heaves the entire time pulling up the carpet.
All right, Carol. Well, I think you should really do maybe it would take the fun out of it. You should do this for a living.
You should.
You're very good at
People
it.
People would hire you in 1 second.
I would love it. I mean, seriously. I would totally do it. I wish.
Yeah.
And well, most people had $3,000 to spend on a 10-year-old party, and plus your commission on
There's the money. I knew the money would come out at some point.
Shut up.
Well, no, but, you know, these highfalutin people would do that.
100%.
If you just show them what you did for your daughter, and it may just run it through your neighborhood, you probably get a couple of clients for sure.
If Jason won't help, I'll help you market it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Same.
Yeah. Yes. I'll share it, Carol.
You've got it all wrong. If there's money coming in, I changed my perspective immediately.
Of course you do.
If there's money coming in,
balloon wall.
Yeah, if there's money coming in, Jason's like, the TPs are too small. These air beds are not comfortable enough.
No more Temu.
We need Tempur-Pedic mattresses in these things.
Let's go to commercial party stuff for house.
Now, people do it. There is a market for it.
100%.
Yeah.
And I said it looked great. It really did look great. And every time I showed a video, people were in shock. I mean, and then originally I showed you guys the video on the night that I thought it was done. And everybody in this room was like, oh my gosh.
Couldn't believe it.
And then she goes, why did you show that video? I'm like, because how good it looks. And she goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till tomorrow. And then, she was right.
She was right. Yeah.